Are good and evil two sides of the same coin? Get God failed, Ariel Langford's disturbing account of a tortured soul manipulated by good and by evil. God Failed is available everywhere digital books are sold.
The Demonic Testament is not what you believe it to be, and it may surprise you to know you already have the first part. We're searching for the Demonic Testament, a book written by a demon, and you're coming with us.
Welcome to the darkness, everyone.
That right there should be our tagline.
Yeah, it really should.
Except we're not really in the darkness.
Says you. The church says we are.
Okay, just because they claim we have part of the Demonic Testament does not make it so.
But you think we do.
Well, I think it's possible, but I've learned over the years to never take what the church says at face value. But yeah, if you guys missed the post on Instagram, the church sent us a letter over the weekend. So to backtrack a little bit, I asked Father Murray, who I went to seminary with and who now works at Blessed Sacrament, to look into who sent the box. And it looks like that request stirred the pot a little too much because I got a reply from the bishop instead of Father Murray.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot in this letter, especially since Bishop Dugan likes to hide secret messages in his letters for whatever reason. I don't know. He takes reading between the lines to a whole new level. So if you're curious and you want to listen to it, if you want to read it, head on over to Medium. We put it up on Medium. So medium.com/@awalkindarkness. medium.com/@awalkindarkness. So, coded messages aside, the two big things that we learned are the church didn't send the box to Sutton on Christmas Eve, and we have part of the Demonic Testament.
And that I may not be part of the family.
Oh, God, no. I told you, and I know you're not.
I know. The fact that Sarath sent me the box as a means to get the Lost Bible in my hands, and that I'm the only one who can see anything in it, is proof that I'm part of the family.
Yes, that's all true. But what I was going to say, as we were coming in here to record, I got a text from Father Murray.
Ooh, and?
Well, he not only confirmed everything in the letter, so we know that it's not just some other trick by Sarath, but he, hold on a sec. I'll read you exactly what he texted me. Let's see. Okay. The church won't admit it, but those files you asked about are missing, which means you have the originals. I'm not sure how you got them, but be careful.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So I think it's safe to say that you are, in fact, Agatha's great-great-granddaughter. You don't look relieved.
No, I am. Well, it's just, I guess knowing 100% the church didn't send the box, and it was Sarath, I don't know, it sort of puts the box Patricia gave me in a whole new context.
How so?
Well, it's not just the Lost Bible. It's also Madeline's Bible and the key to the basement. Knowing that Sarath somehow orchestrated all this so I would get the box and these three things, it makes me really nervous about what's to come.
And it should. It should make you nervous. And that's why you should let me go into the basement so I
can... Absolutely not. We've already had that discussion. I know how badly you want to see the scene of the crime, but for you, that's all it is. A part of the investigation. For me, it's where two family members died. It's where unspeakable acts took place. A black mark in my family's history. It's a sacred place, a personal place, and I don't want pictures and videos all over the internet. I told you, when I go down there, I'll document everything I see. And I don't know, maybe we could even put it out as a podcast. But I'm the only one who will go in the basement.
All right. Fair enough.
I know you don't like it, but that's just how it is.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it because I'm not sure it's safe for you to go down there alone.
Why?
Well, Sarath already took you down there once, and now he's trying to get you down there again. Now, it just could be that part of the demonic testament is down there, and he wants you to be the one to find it. It could be that there's something else down there that he wants you to see, or who knows? He's a demon, so it's probably some other kind of sinister intention.
Okay, well, last time was different. I mean, I had no clue what was happening, and I didn't know I was being manipulated. This time, I know. And I won't go down there until I'm fully ready to experience whatever might be waiting for me.
And when do you think you'll be ready? Now, I'm not trying to pressure you or anything like that, but if the first part of the demonic testament isn't God Failed or the Lost Bible, and it's in the basement somewhere...
Okay, well, I tried on Tuesday, but I felt this really weird, like, vibe, almost like I could feel it creeping up the stairs on the other side of the door, and I just couldn't bring myself to turn that knob. But I promised myself I'm going to keep trying, but I can't give you anything more than that.
Okay, I guess for now, I guess we'll just keep going through God Failed and maybe see what Madeline's Bible has to offer. The church's letter said something like, you know, to open your Bible, and I still can't figure out if I should take that literally or if it's just one of Dugan's coded messages.
What is it?
It's Father Murray. Let's see here. Oh, shit. So, apparently, shit is hitting the fan over there. He, along with Dugan and the archbishops, have been called to meet with the cardinal over the missing files and our investigation.
Ooh, okay, well, what does that mean?
Nothing good.
This episode may be over, but don't miss what happens next. Follow A Walk in Darkness on Instagram or Twitter for the latest developments in the investigation.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.